crib be smoking, but it ain't no cess. I'm just trying to chill, but this noise is a mess. It's beeping and booping, driving me insane. But I can't figure out where the hell it came. I check the kitchen, the bathroom, the hall, but this beeping sound, it won't stop at all. I'm starting to think that I'm losing my mind, 'cause this hallway noise is one of a kind. Hallway, hallway, what the hell is that? It's beeping and booping, driving me batty. I'm trying to relax, but this noise won't quit. Hallway, hallway, what the hell is it? I'm about to lose it, I'm on the verge of a snap. This beeping and booping is making me wanna clap. I'll tear down the walls, I'll smash every door, until I find the source of this infernal roar. Hallway, hallway, you're driving me nuts with your beeps and your boops. You're stirring up guts, I'm gonna find you. And when I do, I'll make sure you're sorry for what you put me through. Hallway, hallway, you're driving me nuts with your beeps and your boops, you're stirring up guts. I'm gonna find you, and when I do, I'll make sure you're sorry for what you put me through. Hallway, hallway, what the hell is that? It's beeping and booping, driving me batty. I'm trying to relax, but this noise won't quit. Hallway, hallway, what the hell is it? Hallway, hallway, I'm losing my patience, I'm about to explode. This hallway noise is like a demon's code. I'm tripping over this chirp, I'ma find you hallway noise, and make sure you never beep or boop your voice. Hallway, hallway, you're gonna pay for the mental anguish you've caused me today. I'm gonna hunt you down, I'm finna make you pay. And when I'm done, another word you won't say. Hallway, hallway, what the hell is it? Hallway, hallway, what the hell is it? I'm gonna find you chirping, and when I do, you're gonna wish you were never built, you stupid beeping boo.
4GED out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Pole News Network. What are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about pickle puffing CIA agent caught on camera talking about Alex Jones and how they got him. Talk about the James O'Keefe stuff and another James O'Keefe gold nugget that just came out. Federal Reserve hitting camera footage, but I watched it. It was kind of a nothing burger. Whatever. We'll talk about that to start the show. Then we'll talk about humiliation for Saudi Arabia as it's forced to scale back its $1.5 trillion plans for its 106-mile-long city wall thing. The wall, the line. Wow, who could have foreseen this happening? Then we'll talk about, for the finale, it's legal to have sex with children now. And does art need to be censored? It's going to be a lowly-tastic finale. Cunny, 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 cunny. What a great show. That's going to be the show today. Thank you for joining me. Let's get into it, shall we? First, pickle puffing CIA agent caught on camera at what he thought was a date by investigative journalist admitting on the blah, 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 whatever. That's a creative way to say James O'Keefe got someone again.
To do?
How?
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge. Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick little just to see what happens. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Nothing like putting out a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are?
We did what we wanted.
Which was what?
Took his money away, chopped his legs off.
They took his money away, they chopped his legs off. That was all the juicy tidbits or whatever. And then the rest is very boring and investigatively-ish. Investigative-ish, journalism-ish stuff. This America says, finally, A happened. Like, A happening did happened? Nah, kind of, not really. Not really. I'm not feeling it. Not feeling it, Anon. This American says, whatever women O'Keefe has for this shit must be smoking fucking hot. I don't even think they're that attractive, Anon. They're not that attractive. James O'Keefe went undercover as a gay man, and he was getting hits. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I think they're average, but these men are just starved for pussy. So it is what it is. This American says, how do people fall for this shit? If you're on a first date, don't spill your guts about your government job. Or keep doing it so we get to see the entertainment. It's because these people are on SSRIs. A lot of these people are high on SSRIs. They're not even thinking straight, man. They're not thinking straight. They're not coherent. They don't even know the consequences of their actions fully because they're high on drugs. Legal drugs. That's why they're not in their right mind, because they're not. This is crazy because we have someone inside. I mean, this is nuts. This should exonerate Alex Jones. Like, that entire lawsuit for that $100 million should be thrown out. We got people on the inside of the fucking bureau saying it was a hit job. It's just straight up saying it was a hit job. No fear. Even if he's lying, even if he's just lying for clout or pussy, doesn't even matter. Theo says, I don't think it's the drugs, Lou. They are pulling out all the stops to get pussy in hoflation. It is rough in hoflation. They need to flaunt their power. They want to use their power and influence to score pussy. It's really weak and pathetic. It's power abuse. It's the weakest form of abuse. It's the weakest form of control. You should have willing servants, not forceful slaves, you fool. These tubby patsy fat fucks, this American says, are part of the most destructive cabal known to mankind. They're all loyal to Israel because they do the Israel. They fly to Israel. They bow to the wall, whatever. It's part of the training to become CIA, FBI. So it's insane. They're insanely indoctrinated and they're all crazily, mostly faggots. It's insane that we have some straight men in here. It's nuts. That's the most surprising part. It's crazy that James O'Keefe is the only investigative journalist out right now. Is anyone else doing this? Is anyone else have the balls to do this? And not only, guys, for those that don't know, they tried to oust O'Keefe from his own organization, Project Veritas. They tried to oust O'Keefe. And when O'Keefe was getting ousted, he gave one of the greatest speeches I've ever heard. I loved it. It was like he was rallying his people. It was incredible. He was sitting there rallying his people to him as he was getting ousted from his own organization by the Jews. It was a masterstroke of what they did. He was exposing all these people, left and right, the global homo cabal, but like for reals, exposing them behind the scenes, dangerous expose shit, going undercover with his hot waifus. It was insane. He's doing the hard work. And they went after him and they took his fucking organization from him. He said, you know what? Fuck, I'll make another one. Dude, the dude's insane. The dude's doing actual work. The dude is an actual leader. Props. Awesome. Crazy. Also, one of the greatest speeches I ever heard was when he got fired or ousted from his organization that he created. Jamal says Mossad does this, but uses the tapes for blackmail. Yeah, they also will like send children to people's rooms, like underage children, and then have people fuck them, and then they use that as blackmail against you. They literally like entrap you with lowly cunny. They entrap you with lowly cunny. Don't trust the lowly cunny in Israel. Don't trust. You know Destiny. Fuck lowly cunny in Israel. You know what happened. That fucking dirty motherfucker. A lot of glowy comments that say glowy things in a glowy way that I can't repeat. They'll get me. Big if true, this American says. It's definitely true. It's definitely oopsie whoopsie. Crazy. Next thread. James O'Keefe, the Federal Reserve hidden camera footage we have today is a big one. It's on Powell. It'll drop in an hour or two. Sell it all today. The stock market is crashing today. Dow Jones. But I don't know if it's because of this. I don't think so. It wasn't really that much of anything. I watched it. It was kind of a nothing burger. See, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. God, TLD are me on the goddamn video, you fucking thread. Don't make me do so much work. They're making Lou do so much work in the thread right now. It's just, it's pure utter silence because I'm just reading and reading and combobulating, and it's not combobulating. This leaf says, this faggot is reading an ad. This faggot's reading an ad. This video was not substantive at all. It was just blabble, blabble, blabble is what it was.
To the Fed board.
Meet Harel Hiesmo. He's a principal economist working inside the Federal Reserve.
So you write speeches for?
Dun dun.
Yeah, like for, you know, certain paragraphs.
I'm just really worried that I'm saying stuff like stuff that's classified.
Do you deal with classified stuff?
It's all classified. Right?
Quote, it's all classified.
It's all classified. Oh.
Trump is a crazy person. It's very clear. I mean, he's dumb guy.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Does he hate Trump? Is the feeling neutral?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trump was president.
Powell hates Trump. It's all a scam. It was all a ploy the whole time. He's holding the economy afloat for Biden because he hates Trump. It's all a game to him or something. That's the big deal or something. It's all in-person politics. He's supposed to be neutral. And he's not neutral. That's the big deal or something. I guess. We should care, I guess, or something. I don't really care. Oh well. Neo says you can currently buy silver 40% off. Just buy. Make sure you're buying physical silver, not the paper silver. Do not buy SLV. Buy physical silver. Hold it. Buy it cheaper. Buy it under melt price. You fuck. If you're buying it over melt price, find a better way to buy it. Buy it from people that are stupid. Figure it out. Whatever. Powell is a Biden lover or something. Whatever. Moving on. Don't fuck with the birds. The trillion-dollar wall is being fucked. They can't build it. The stupid boos have no ingenuity. All they have is money and to pay whites to build them things, and they can't do it themselves. Oh, the heckin' walkable cities. Oh, Lee heckin' mile-long wall. Lee heckin' get fucked. Lee heckin' get fucked. Saudi Arabia is forced to scale back the trillion-dollar wall. Get fucked. Poos can't build jack. Poos cannot build anything. Poos are pathetic and weak. You know they'd build a stupid walkable city. There'd just be shit everywhere. There'd be fucking shit everywhere. Poos can't build anything. The 106-mile structure has been reduced to just 1.5 miles, a more than 98% decrease in size. Oh, poor the line. Oh, but the line, it was supposed to be this huge walkable city. Hundreds of miles of city. Get fucked. Get fucked. Get absolutely fucked. Yeah, hundreds of miles, more like 1 mile. They're gonna house 50 million people in this thing. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. Absolute shit. Absolute fucking bullshit. The poos are retarded. Badger says everything the Saudis have was handed to them. They build nothing. That's accurate. They have oil money. They pay other people to build things for them. They're just poo. They're poos. They have no ingenuity. They don't believe in science. They believe in their stupid religious book that is not good. It's not good religion. It's bad religion. A giant mirror in the desert. What could go wrong? Snow says. Exactly. Just everything. Everything could go wrong. Megalomania done poorly. MBS will find some other project to waste money on, this American says. How's Jebediah's tower going? Not quite the tallest building in the world yet, like it was supposed to be. Yeah. They start projects and they don't really finish them. They just have lots of money to throw around because of oil. This guy says they're like the fucking kikes. No, they're not. Not at all. Not at all. Only in that they're poo-like and evil. This Kekistani says, journalist Chris Jewers gets paid per word in article. Repeats same information 6 times. Jewers can't make this shit up. Yeah, not wrong. Probably has an AI write it for him as well. The line, more like the dot, this American says. Accurate. This Indian says, oil niggers
try to lure an investment with their fake next-gen infra and next European renaissance, but fell flat after no one gave a shit. LOL. When the world switched to alternative fuel, these child fuckers and potty enjoyers will be back to scavenging the desert. Yeah, they subsist off oil money. Whatever. Poos will be poos. Next thread. And on to the finale of the day. The awesome cunny finale. Hello, Miss Dreamy. Welcome. Perfect timing. Right into the cunny, Miss Dreamy. Hi. Is it legal to have sex with... The thread's title is, It's Legal to Have Sex with Children Now. So brave and enlightened. Amuse says, the United Nations has issued this report calling on member nations to decriminalize sex between adults and minors. Should adults be allowed to convince kids to perform sex acts with them? The UN says yes. I feel like if Globo Homo is for this, we all have to be against it, right? I'm for lowly waifus, but also if the UN is telling me things such as this, come on. We have to defend against this, right? The Xenon says, kids, or 16-year-olds, where are all the Epstein victims, and how many children have been rescued, Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of those were confidential so that their identity wouldn't be leaked to the public to protect them, in order to protect their innocence and whatnot. But that one girl came out. We know about that one girl. She's kind of crazy. I don't know. Badger says, fucking kike world. Jews rape kids. They do. They definitely do. Also, UN delegates have, like, exemption. They have, like, that political exemption thing where they can just do whatever the fuck they want. It's crazy. And they get away with it. They just get away with it. PNC says, stealing innocence is kiked. You're correct. It is. It's one of the greatest sins that could be committed. Dio says, sex outside of marriage with no intention of marriage is an abomination on the level of faggotry. That's what we should all aspire to, Dio. Yes. This Mexican says, they'll keep it illegal because the elites want all the good cunny for themselves. There's so much child trafficking going on. It's horrible. It's horrible. Jimmy says, the UN are a bunch of freaks. No. Yeah. This American says, more hyped up Twitter trash for suckers and people who can't read. There's no link. There is no link. I don't want to go research and investigate it, though. So, I ain't putting that work in. That's too much work. I'd rather just comment and talk about possible LARPing stories. That's much more fun. Jamal says, I saw a Rambot fan in the thread. I'm sure there's tons of far-right enjoyers on this board. People are posting some really degenerate tranny shit. Dreamy says, I remember hearing about the UN doing shady shit towards children years ago. Because they do. They are involved with child trafficking. They get away with it, too. They can't be persecuted. They can't be arrested, either. Even if they get caught. Even people know they're doing it. It's insane. They have, like, political exemption. They're evil itself. They're evil itself. They're as evil as the Jews are. People mistake Globo Homo and Jews for being the exact same. Like, Globo Homo are Jews. Like, a lot of Globo Homo are Jews, but they're real. They're whites as well. They're just they're people that serve the Jews as well. Globo Homo is Jews and people that serve the Jews. This leap says, I swear if it comes out this true and the UN says it's okay, I'm going full-blown postal. I don't care anymore. Well, look, I'm sure it's not word for word exactly that, but it's probably some fucking derivative of it that's accurate, man. They fuck kids, man. Just like everyone in high English Brit bong establishment fucks kids, dude. There's like a giant underground sex ring with evil adrenochrome. The adrenochrome is involved. They harvest the adrenochrome. I'm telling you, it's not fake. It's real. It's real. Dio says, I'm sure it's word for word exactly that bad. Maybe. I'm not looking it up, so I don't care. This American says, the UN is run by gay Jews who, thank Christ, are finally losing power. Their opinions are irrelevant as that of the US government on the state of women's rights in Cabal. That guy sounds slightly sand niggerish, but he's right. This American says, Paul is so schizo. 1 hour you're spamming that Chloe Von blah blah attraction by age shit. The next you're posting bullets as a cure. Get your shit together. Are you on their side or are you on the same side? Cat panicking. Well, you see, Paul is not a singular person, and we are also slightly schizophrenic and bipolar, and we love the lowlies, and we also want to protect the lowlies and Cunny. We want to protect the Cunny as well. Protect the innocent Cunny as well, or something. This America says, Joe Biden approves. Behead all Satans. Joe Biden would approve. That girl, the Joe Biden pinched her nipple. She confirmed that Joe Biden pinched her nipple. Confirmed it. Did Joe Biden pinch her nipple? Yep, he did. She's probably seeking attention and clout slightly, but oh well. Oh well, confirmed it. Then deleted it. This Peru Anon says, what the fuck, bros? They banned based idols in Japan and now they do this? Why? They banned idols in Japan? What? No, they didn't. Probably just underage idols. Probably just young little girl idols that people, that grown men were fawning over, which isn't healthy or safe. You know they were doing weird shit. You know they were assaulting them. You know it. Those Japs are weird. It's probably safe for now. Now they're quote 18 unquote, right? Now they're quote 18 unquote. They mock that in manga right now. Idols who say they're 18, but they're really not 18. They get around that as well. The Yakuza. Miss Dreamy says, can Global Homo get renamed to something evil sounding? Yeah, it's called the Antichrist, Dreamy. It's called the Antichrist. That's another name for it that I don't use enough. Another name for the UN is the Antichrist. I'm not even joking. That is a meme. Is that evil enough for you, Dreamy? This Brazilian says, what about the UN ban on lowlies? Question mark. Dude, there was never a UN ban on lowlies. The left-wing Japs are sending letters to the UN to try and ban lowly. But dude, Japan always comes out in defense of lolicon manga. They're just, that's how it is. They're always like, yeah, we don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Get fucked. Go fuck yourselves, etc., etc. I don't care. They censor vag. It's weird. They're a weird people. They censor vag and dick. It's strange. Even in their porn. Dreamy says it's weird that Biden gets way too close to girls for no reason. Yeah, he sniffs them. He does really weird shit. He gets really touchy-feely. He also showered with Natalie. Dreamy. That's confirmed. He showered with Natalie. Yeah, when she was a little too old for it. Yeah, he did that. That's confirmed. This Ukrainian says, based as fuck, anyone who goes against traditions is a degenerate. We'll go to the finale of the day. Does art need to be censored or should it be free? Picture is lowly statue. Cunny, 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 cunny. This thread is not banned because it's art. It's art. This is legal. This is legal or something. This is out on display for people to go look at. This is not against the law, or I guess. If it was real, it would be, but since it's art, I guess it's okay or something. Who knows? How does all of this work? Anything that offends me should be censored, First Post Democrat says. No, I feel like the least censorship is possible, but this is stretching it. This is really stretching it. For those listening on the podcast, it's a lowly. It's a statue of a lowly, the form of a lowly. It's pretty much as close to CP as you can get. It's as close to fucking child pornography as you could legally get, probably. This American says, there's no such thing as art. It's meaningless buzzword, like, thing I like. There is craftsmanship and products that are created. I don't, dude, that's wrong, man. There's art, there's culture. I just don't think it's as powerful as the left makes it seem, and it's also far more directed than people make it seem. It's controlled. This American says, what's the statue called so I can look up whether or not the artist was a Jew? Probably. This meme flag says, pedo new age art. Sage. $15,000. Damn, expensive as fuck for a private garden piece. He probably got some 12-year-old girl to pose nude for him, LOL. This was a commission for a specific place by the banks of a tributary of the River Thames in a garden. The garden has a connection to Anne Boleyn before she left to live in France. Hence that, oh, those goddamn French and their lowlies. The retired couple had seen Robert's Mary, or Lotette Workhouse wife, in Hampshire and wanted a sculpture in their garden. Here shown is the original clay as well. It was a guy and his wife wanted a lowly. Huh. Because of a movie or something. French people. Sniff, sniff. Netherlands Anand says. Jamal says, art lost its power with photography. It used to be tied to a place and a vibe. It just seems like it gets more and more abstract. But I don't think art is lost. Dreamy says, art shouldn't be censored. IMO as an artist. I agree, but do you think Jews use art to subvert people? Because I do. I think they do. I just wish people could get control of the art space again. Like, non-Jews. Could non-Jews take control of it? Could you have nude children be innocent? That's really hard to get across. That'd be art. This America says, art is uncensored. Once censorship applies, the art is kitsch. Kitsch. That sounds Jewish as fuck. When did pull become pedo central? I don't think it's about being a pedo. I think it's people want uncensored things, but it's such a fine line with this kind of stuff. And it's like, is it Jews promoting degeneracy? Is it someone trying to convey something for some reason? Because the whole point of art is to convey a message. Like, what is the message they're trying to convey? And apparently the whole reason for that statue was for some stupid French movie, and French people are fucking pedophiles, so there was probably some pedophile undertones to it. But it's their fucking garden. Let them put whatever the fuck they want in it, really. I hate telling people what they can and can't do. Nuke the Luke. No! Stop it! Stop the bully! Dreamy says, kitsch is basically safe art, pretty much. It's kind of that kind of art. It's boring. Boring art. Oh, okay. I have no idea what that is. It sounds Jewish as fuck. For me, it's the Chad Stride lowly. Yeah, I'm sure there's many famous lowly statues. I'll allow it, the Sanam says. Carl says, Nick's a queer. I think Nick fucked Laura Loomer. I don't know. I think some stuff might have happened with Catboy Cammy. I need more information. Stop fucking with Luke! Stop it! See, Luke thinks Nick's a fag. He's on your side. He's on your side and you're at war with him. Fuck. Dreamy says Luke was talking about fascist art and how cool it was. The message got deleted so quickly. It's because Badger's mad. PNC says everyone thinks something happened with Catboy Cammy. They were both in the same room. There was one bed. It was kind of weird. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Nick Fuentes and Catboy Cammy sitting in a room, KISSING or something. That's the show. Please like, comment, subscribe. Quality, lowly, cunny statues in unbannable threads that can't, it's as close as you can get or something. That's the show. Love you. Bye.
Provide unique light and energy so that you have the energy of the moon at night. And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. And sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat. It is almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a couple of years, that NASA is going back to the moon.